hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 27th of November, 2007. And do we have Robbie coming up with us? Do we have Robbie? You got to Skype him in. You got to get him. All right. We'll do that here in...
Incidentally, yes. One of the other things that went down today, besides the price of gold and silver... And this attack based upon the loan to Citigroup and the sale of gold by Abu Dhabi is that the Saudis come out and said that they would increase production and try to bring the price of oil down. And so oil went down $3.26 a barrel to $94.44. But what most people don't know is that the Saudis have no excess capacity left. And so it was just a phony baloney deal, and oil will turn around and go right back up again, just like gold will. But it just shows you the misinformation that you're given through the general media and how they use it in all sorts of ways.
John Onesti, do I still have you?
Yes, your engineer took care of everything, and I know there's a lot of listeners that want to talk to Bob Chapman, so I'm going to leave now.
The Onesti, your business again, and your phone number, John Onesti.
It's Onesti Investment Advisors, and my number is 505-296-2453, and I use a lot of alternative investments. Not just those that follow the stock market. So for people who are looking for hedges against the dollar and so on, I can help them with that. And incidentally, before I go, I just want to say that the dollar may have a rally here. Bob, I'm sure, is aware of it. It may have been in his forecaster for all I know, but it seems like the dollar is kind of firmed up along this Fibonacci, occult Fibonacci number. I think it was a 38% number. Bob probably knows more about it than I do, though.
All righty. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call and your support of this network, folks. By the way, I don't invite John on the program to plug him because he's an advertiser. He calls in because he listens to this network, and he likes it, and he wants to support it. Bob, is there anything that Mr. Onesti said there at the end? Any comments?
No, I think we covered it, but you know, I think the bottom line on what he had to say is that these people are not omnipotent; they can be defeated. We just have to have the right combination of things put in place for us to be able to work against them effectively. And Ron Paul and a changed Senate and House could do that. I think this is really our last chance.
I think because
what we've seen through the Patriot Acts and many other things. And I think if we don't grab the brass ring this time, I'll probably have to come back and get into the action.
All right, we're coming up on a break here.
And boy, am I a good shot.
All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes. All right.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We'll have our Rhodesian friend up here in a moment, hopefully. And let's go back to the phones. Ralph in New York City. Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Hi.
This is my first time calling, actually, and I live in New York City. There was a lecture given in Columbia University. And Mr. Bob Chapman's name was mentioned through his international forecaster, and they were mentioning about gold and silver. But they were not mentioning about the real estate collapse throughout New York, and they don't believe a real estate peak will happen here. And they were basically laughing, and I was sitting in the audience. It was like it was very kind of odd what I was hearing. So
okay.
I just want to ask Bob a question. What will be the forecast and the outcome of will it be a total crash throughout the real estate market totally? And I know that I'm aware that there's a dollar collapse. Only for sure I'm starting to see that, but I don't owe gold or silver either. So I live in New York, and I was born and raised here all my life. So and I've been hearing a lot of what he's saying, and I'm very humble for what I'm hearing a lot, so I just basically learned a lot.
Okay,
from
so Ralph, the question is, again?
Oh, my question is, do you see, my main question is that, when would the signs of the collapse, of a total collapse of the real estate economy would totally collapse? I'm just kind of curious.
Okay.
You know.
Bob?
Well, first of all, Ralph, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Bob.
And I lived in New York City, so and I left because they didn't like it too much.
Right.
But anyway, real estate throughout the United States in the former 30 hot areas is going to go down probably an average of about 40%.
Wow.
And between 1989 and 92 in California, it went down 40%. Other areas went down less. And it's not going to be uniform. In some cities, we'll take Atlanta,
right,
just out of thin air. And Atlanta might go down 36%, and Los Angeles might go down 48.5%. And the leverage today is far greater than it was during the Depression.
Wow.
And I expect that the real estate correction, as we'll call it, actually it's a collapse, will continue for between 2.5 and 4 more years. It'll
right.
probably base out
right.
in 3 or 4 years, but that doesn't mean it's going to go right back up again.
Right.
We have other financial problems that are going to mitigate it. It might be years before it goes back up again.
Wow. Oh, yeah, but one thing I realized also, you have a lot of aristocrats who live in New York City. You know, do you see the arrogance in people? They don't believe this is going to happen. They don't believe civil unrest is going to happen. They don't believe things what you say. You know, I've been hearing from what you say on different other talk shows. They don't believe this is going to happen. And I see the signs all around me.
By the way,
my life, Ralph, has been a very lonely one.
I'm so humbled. I'm very glad. For the first time he's speaking to you. It's an honor speaking to you.
Right, Ralph. Let me clarify this again. What college were you at?
At Columbia University.
Okay, Columbia.
At a town hall meeting, they mentioned his name, and they showed his international forecaster.
And how many people were in attendance there?
There was a lot of students. There was a lot of politicians. People, and there was one main person that showed his paper, and they are aware, there was some person saying, "That's Bob Chapman's paper. I know who he is. Listen to what he has to say. The man will twist your head open. The man is unique.
Just don't tell him where I am."
I live in New York. I happen to be a Hispanic, and you know, I live in public housing. I don't own any gold or silver, but I listen just for edification purposes.
Right.
And I'm a working class person. I'm not rich or anything. But your name was mentioned, and the whole audience just blew up.
Ralph,
it was amazing.
We appreciate your call today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye. Well, but you know what's beautiful about that is that here's a gentleman who is not operating in the spheres that we do, who wants to learn. He's a common everyday American, like we probably would be if we weren't so inquisitive. And it's wonderful to see people reach out. And John, this is what we've been looking for. People who want to get involved, who know something's wrong and want to be able to understand it so that they can deal with it. And the call was a wonderful call.
All right. I have the Rhodesian Ridgeback with us. Good afternoon, Mr. Noel. How are you?
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing... how are you connected with us?
By cell phone, because nobody's calling me on Skype, apparently. It's a problem in the boardroom there. People aren't paying attention.
We can hear you.
Oh, yeah. They're paying attention, Robbie. They're rebooting the computer. We had a slight crash here.
It's my fault.
Well, if you want to accept the responsibility, I'll lay it off on you. So how's Mr. Noel this afternoon, aside from being crotchety and unable to connect?
I have been a little crotchety of late.
Mm. And why is that, sir?
It's just frustration with the whole system. I mean, trying to make head or tails of anything that's going on right now is so bizarre. I mean, last Friday we had, you know, the Dow plunging 300 points. Friday it goes up 200 points. Monday it goes down 200 points. Today it's back up 200 points. Oil fell out of bed together with gold, all based on the fact that because we're having peace conference number 3,500 in Washington, D.C., apparently you guys on Wall Street seem to think that tensions in the Middle East have gone away. And so it gave them a reason to sell oil and then celebrate the Muslims buying a large chunk of the biggest bank in the world.
You know, I learned something else today, Bob, and I wanted your comment on this. The president of France now, Sarkozy, he was...
You mean the Mossad agent.
There you go. He was actually a Mossad agent. Now, folks, is there any doubt the support that we're going to get from France in our forays in the Middle East? Gee.
well, he was bankrolled by the Rothschilds.
Yeah, they're never going to solve. This is an exercise in futility that they're conducting in Washington D.C. because it's not going to resolve the long-standing issue of the differences between Israel and the Palestinians, because Israel's demanding that the Palestinians accept Israel as a state, which they don't want to do. You've got three players there, all, by and large, presidents and prime ministers dealing with weak hands. I mean, George Bush is a lame duck president. Olmert is facing not only dissatisfaction amongst his own people, but facing various criminal charges for whatever he did in office. And you got Abbas, who represents a small fraction of the Palestinians. So this is all for nothing. I mean, it's a noble effort to try and bring peace. Mm. But if you don't address the underlying core issue, you're not going to solve the problem. And the same thing applies to what's going on in the economy. They are not addressing the real root causes of what we are going through right now. They're putting Band-Aids on axe wounds. And unfortunately, what we are seeing, and Bob, you'll have to agree with me on this one, I'm sure, that it's just a matter of time before the next shoe drops. And when that next shoe does drop, wherever it's going to drop, you are going to see some serious devastation in these markets, especially when the Dow breaks down below 12,500.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think
you're right, and this conference is another effort to whitewash the president, something he hasn't done before, in order to save his quote legacy. And this is all smoke and mirrors. And the key is, they didn't invite Hamas, which is a duly elected government.
Oh, sure.
You know, do they really expect us to believe this crap? And that's exactly what it is.
Well, Bob, what they said today about Hamas was, well, the Iran, Ahmadinejad, is a big supporter of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, so therefore he's not invited to the party. And again, I caught the news media today spreading the often spread lie of what Ahmadinejad had actually said about Israel. And they put it this way, that Ahmadinejad wants to see Israel wiped off the face of the map, when in actuality what he said is Zionism must be wiped out of Israel. He is not for the destruction of Israel. He is for the dissolution of the Zionists that have been running Israel ever since Israel became a country back in 1948. That's what he said.
Zionism is nothing but another form of fascism. A lot of people think it's socialistic in nature, and it is too, in part, but it's really fascistic. And, you know, I don't think the average Jewish person gets that. But they sit down and they look at their actions from time to time. I think they'll understand. And, you know, why would a nation who's supposedly friendly with everybody allow people who are Jewish to come to Israel when they've created heinous crimes?
The Duchess, by the way, Camilla, she's wearing the little wrist thing that spells out that she's for the Kabbalah. I don't know if anybody...
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that exciting? Tell you what, we'll take the break here. No, we're not taking the break.
Maybe she's got into that because.
All right, we're not going to be taking any breaks.
She needs
here.
A reason to be believe me. And you know the reason I know Charles, and I met him and Diane a number of times, and I know Charles' shorts coming, so it's no wonder he has Camilla.
You know, I mean, this is fascinating. People again are not understanding who's greasing whom here, and if you understand Palestine. By the way, I forgot to mention this. On tomorrow's program, I'm going to have an Iranian on the program, and we're going to be talking about Iran and what's really going on politically inside the country. So you guys don't want to miss that tomorrow. Of course, if the Senate Bill 1959 would pass, then I would be guilty of aiding and abetting the enemy, the terrorist out there. So, and that's another issue. By the way, I wanted to mention here, since we're skipping commercial breaks here, because the computer crashed all the way. Okay. so sorry to the.
Well, wait a minute. Let Robbie give a special. We'll use that as a commercial.
Well, but chances are on the radio stations out there right now, they're playing their commercials. So let's not do that for right now. Let's save that for a few minutes.
See.
Yes.
It just shows you how much I know about radio.
Well, the only thing you got to know is you just get up and spread your knowledge around, and that's all you should be concerned about, sir. The radio is my side. At any rate, there seems to be people don't get their minds wrapped around this. And George Bush trying to look like the peacemaker after he's been responsible for over a million deaths, him and his daddy, in Iraq, he is going to be the blessed peacemaker. Now, Bill Clinton did his thing back in 2000. And now George Bush is throwing his hat in a ring that somehow that there's going to have to be tough concessions on both sides. What concessions more do the Palestinians have to give up? They already gave up a good section of what the land that they were occupying to the Israelis. So, I don't see where any concessions have to come from the Palestinians. What Israelis have to do is go home, get inside the borders of their own country, quit starting fights, quit picking on people, and try to deal with your Arab neighbors. But I'll tell you what, Bob, what I'm seeing shaping up here is just an absolute, and I'm looking for this for next year, I'm seeing an absolute truth be damned, and that thrown out the window along with everything else. George Bush, before he leaves office, will be in Iran. And as I said at the top of this program, Bob, there wasn't any. You know, people were saying, well, we're going to wait till September, October to see how George Bush's new plan is going on. Folks, the war over there was never meant to be won any more than Vietnam or Korea was meant to be won. They're over there building bases for further operations in the Middle East. Make no mistake about that. Comment on that, Bob?
Yeah, and they want to snatch the oil. And then the agreement that they just signed yesterday makes Iraq officially a colony of the United States. And the whole thing is just absurd and ludicrous. I got an article on it coming out tomorrow. And of course, these people are all Washington's puppets. And they're going to stay there indefinitely, 50,000 or more troops, and they will be there, as I have forecasted a few years ago, to protect the oil interests of not only Iraq, but of the American and British oil companies that are going to steal one-third of the profits.
This is just simply amazing. They're actually going to make Iraq...
Well, essentially, it's not going to be called a colony. It's going to be called a democratic republic, and so on. You'll read it, and it's just another in-your-face. We don't care what you think. We're going to do what we want to do, and it's only we have one shot left with Ron Paul and clearing out Congress, and if we don't do it, we get nobody to blame but ourselves because. We're going into a depression, and it's going to be very nasty. You're going to have a government that's running around accusing people of being anti-this and anti-that, or pro-terrorist this and that. And lots of people are going to be in internment camps, and there's going to be lots of fighting.
All right, let's go back to the phones. I don't want to keep these people. We had a computer crash, so I couldn't read who was on the screen. But Matt in Minnesota, I do believe you're next.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hello there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And it's kind of off your subject that you had there, but I hadn't heard this mentioned on anything else. But did you hear about Bush being deeply concerned about dissident arrests in Russia? isn't that sort of like Bill Clinton giving marital advice on fidelity?
Yeah. Yeah, and
well, look what look
how about
gave,
the,
look who
the great
gave support
speculator Hillary?
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, Robbie, you were saying?
Well, I mean, look who he gave his support to in Pakistan. I mean, and just try and put that what happened in Pakistan into an American context. President Bush was quite okay with Musharraf declaring martial law. Now, just think if this happened in the United States. Declare martial law, imprison the Supreme Court, not a bad idea, lock up 3,000 or 4,000 lawyers, shut down CNN, ABC, CBS, and Bush was okay with it because that's exactly what Musharraf did. I mean,
yeah, but you know, Rob, that was planned, and I'll tell you why. Because they have two other people in the wings who are going to take over, one or the other, and it'll probably be Benazir Bhutto, who is an MI6 and a CIA operative, and that is for sure, believe me.
But when they have these, so-called democratic elections that Bush always calls for, the majority of people are Osama bin Laden has a better than a 50% public support in Pakistan. So they're going to have this so-called democratic election, just like they had in Palestine, and whereas Hamas won the vote there, the majority vote, the democratic vote, if you will, but then nobody recognizes them because that's not the team that we wanted to win. Same thing's going to happen in Pakistan. You know, last week, and Bob, you know this, Ian Smith passed away. There was a world leader who the world rejected his reasoning for where Rhodesia should go because he didn't believe that blacks in Rhodesia had come far enough down the line to be able to run a country independently of anybody else. And he was scorned worldwide for that because obviously the connotation was that black people didn't have the intellect to run a country by themselves. And now that he has passed, we see looking back that obviously Ian Smith was right. And there was no way that you could have, you could have got a country to function properly just by simply turning it over to the majority. And it's, it seems as though Western powers have this problem. I mean, no matter whether you look at Rhodesia, whether you look at South Africa, whether you look at various other places where former colonial powers have been, and they have tried to create this utopian vision of democracy, it never works out. Every single example has been an abject failure.
Well, you're right about Smith and his ideas. And it goes deeper than that, but where Smith missed the boat is he didn't go head to head with Lord Carrington and Henry Kissinger. He refused to do so. And when he did refuse to do so, he essentially gave the country away to the two tribes that are in the area. And you know the history that the Shona won out and we got Mugabe.
Right.
And one of the things that Smith did, you're familiar with Rhodesian Property and Finance, and Wilfred Brooks, are you not?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And he won a court judgment against Wilfred Brooks after the war and just destroyed him when he lost his son the last day of the war.
Okay, we've got a break, Bob. Bob, we got a break. Patrick in England, you're up next. Richard, Vandy, Matt, and others, hang on. We'll be right with you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, let's go to England for this call. Patrick in England. Hello, Patrick.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much for taking my call. Good evening, John, Bob, and Robbie. I think we should refer to you as the three musketeers of truth. The only three that tell the truth. Well, thank you. Good to hear you again. No, I had a question for Bob Chapman and Robbie. But the Northern Rock debacle, which I think most Americans probably heard of, the first run on a British bank in 145 years, the scandalous fact, I just run this past you, Bob knows this, but I just want to ask him for his comment on this, because this is going to happen in America. They've got £23 billion of the British taxpayers' money now. It's supposed to be a loan. There's a 70% hole in their mortgage portfolio, which is not owned by them, which is owned by an offshore company, which they sold them to. And Richard Branson of Virgin is putting up $1.5 billion. He says he'll pay half the government loan back immediately, he says. And for $1.5 billion, he gets £55 billion worth of assets. And Bob, can you dissect that terrible mess, Northern Rock?
Well, I think Branson's involved because he knows that the Bank of England has guaranteed Northern Rock that they will cover them. They're not going to allow them to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the Bank of England speaking for the British citizens. And I think they'll continue to infuse funds into the company until a merger is affected with someone or a buyer comes in. And they're doing the same thing there that Citigroup has done in New York, only they brought in an Arab investor instead. But, you know, it's the same sort of thing. And I think it's tragic, but it was also tragic when the Prime Minister was Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, when he sold half of England's gold off at about $272 an ounce, and it's cost the British citizens about $7 billion. And so, you know, these people do what they want to do, and they're going to continue to do so until we stop them.
But, Patrick,
I write a lot of articles about England, and the surveillance that's going on there goes far beyond 1984.
Oh, it's horrendous. But sorry, John, you were going to say?
Yeah, Patrick, if I heard you correctly, the common ordinary citizen has been on the hook for the default of Northern Rock?
Oh, yeah, and this is this company, people know very clearly that the directors of that company have vandalized this company, and we're not there. People know they're not going to get the $23 billion back out of Northern Rock. And I'll just ask Bob that, if he thinks that's possible. But I'll just fill in a little piece of information to back up everything you say about Goldman Sachs. When Gordon Brown was in the Treasury, his head of chief of staff was Gavin Davis's wife. Now, Gavin Davis was formerly the head of Goldman Sachs. And last week, Alistair Darling, the new Secretary of the Treasury, who used to be the deputy there, brought in advisors to advise him on Northern Rock. Guess who? Goldman Sachs.
Of course. And incidentally, did you see the stock sales by the offices of Northern Rock when they were telling everybody else, particularly employees, to buy, buy, buy? They blew out all their positions. Did you know that?
No. Well, nothing was.
Well, you've got to subscribe to the International Forecaster.
I know I read it, and I regard it as a Bible, and I'm so grateful to you and John Steffner for putting it before people. But another, I'm reading from a Guardian report of Ian Griffiths here, just briefly. It's very well done. And Northern Rock have admitted being in breach of the conditions of the securities it has sold. Now, surely mega class action cases can be taken against them. And like that judge in the estates who refused to allow foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a gargantuan mess, and most people are now dead scared here. And I tell you, if there's any more bad news about Barclay, to have a few little candy worms, we'll have another run on the banks here.
Patrick, by the way, what time is it in England right now?
It's 23:37. You're my late night program here always.
We'll get you to bed before midnight. How's that?
Oh, no, I never go to bed. I write stuff here, and I'm out driving heavy vehicles during the day. But I haven't been in touch for a while, but I'm glad to hear your... I know by the tone of your voice, things are better for you now, John. But I just ask all three of you, this debacle, we'll hope John Bob Chaplin can do a piece explaining the case so far, the story so far with Northern Rock, because it's an exact template of what's going to happen in the United States.
Agreed. Thank you, Patrick.
Well, thank you for that, and talk to you soon.
All right. Well, sweet dreams.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, when you finally do sleep. Yeah, Bob. I want to go to a question I have for you next, but I want Robbie to give people the Bob Chapman special for today. And the drum roll, Robbie. Where is Robbie?
He's gone.
Reconnect with him.
He's in the hills of Bulawayo on the Kopchi.
In the meantime, we'll take another call here. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. Hello, Matt. Hello.
Hello.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Okay, Matt, you're on. Who do we have online here? I've got Robbie and Matt. Okay, I got Robbie back. Do we have Matt in Minnesota?
Hello.
Hello.
Vandy.
Calling Minnesota. Hello, Minnesota.
So it's Vandy in Chicago.
Okay, Vandy, go ahead.
I have a question for all three of you, actually. And thank you for the therapy. The mental therapy is definitely needed.
No problem. What's on your mind today?
What do you see as the fallout for what Bush did to the Iraqis in terms of making that a colony? I mean, isn't there going to be some blowback from the Iraqi people?
Good question.
Well, they don't know about it yet, but they will, believe me.
Oh.
I mean, this is one of the rottenest deals I've ever seen.
So, another question. You know, if you go back and you read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, Bob, why are these guys so arrogant? I mean, they put their plans down on paper, and yet, at this point in time, it seems like their plans are just messing up.
Well, you know, they're human, and I really think most of them are. And they make mistakes, and a good example is the Bush family, who probably should belong to the gang that couldn't shoot straight. And, I mean, they just made a botch of everything that they've done. And, in fact, Mrs. Bush, mommy there, she said to George, you're giving the family a bad name. And, you know, rightly so, it's her offspring. And, but anyway, they do what they want to do because they've been doing it for centuries. And they think that nobody can touch them. Well, we have news for them.
You know,
their day of reckoning is fast approaching.
You know, I hope you're right, Bob. And I'll tell you, it's been a long time since I've been in a gunfight, but I'm kind of looking forward to this one. It should be interesting.
Yeah, well, I can guarantee you, Vandy, it's going to be interesting.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
By the way, I wanted to mention, and I have Robbie back now, so let me have Robbie give you the Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday. Robbie.
Well, we got two packages. The first package is 10 British sovereigns and two rolls of U.S. Silver Eagles shipped and delivered for $2,500. And the second package, which will also include a your subscription to the International Forecaster, is twice that amount. So you get 20 British sovereigns and 80 U.S. Silver Eagles for $5,000 delivered.
All right. That's a deal. That is.
There's no question it's a deal. If I'd added in, as we had last week, those extra two MS-61 $10 Liberties, by the way, that package that we offered last week, in light of everything that gold's done since then, and silver for that matter, and we only had 10 of those packages, that package is already way above what we offered it for, because obviously we've had a big jump in premiums pretty much across the board, and this is with the gold market declining. I mean, the premiums right now are amazing, and Bob, what's even more amazing was this comment from Resource Investors out of St. Louis, who said, in the week ending 23rd November, the European Central Bank reported that one bank within the euro system sold gold, while another purchased gold coins. Now, this has to be a first that I've ever heard of a central bank buying gold coins. What do you make of
it? Well, the Germans have done it before, but
they have,
and they probably are again. But the demand is there, and that's the important thing. And if the Arabs hadn't been sellers today, gold probably would have been up.
Well, you know why they hammered gold today, because there was this euphoria once again, and it's amazing. Conventional wisdom changes from day to day. Long term on Wall Street is now after lunch. You have these wild swings in the market, which are all based on market gurus predicting what the Fed is going to do on December the 11th. They get some news out and they go, well, definitely the Fed's going to cut a quarter point on December the 11th. And the market goes nuts. The next day they come out and they go, well, no, maybe the Fed's not going to cut on December the 11th. And the market gets all hissy-fitty and it plunges. And it's been like this every single day, where obviously the debate is, what's the Federal Reserve going to do come December the 11th? I mean, I've even today on CNBC, they were talking about a 100-point cut. And so trying to make head or tails of this is extremely frustrating.
By the way, to ease the frustration for our listeners out there, maybe you didn't hear the number for contacting Robbie that's representing Republic Trading Group. And by the way, his website is eaglesup.com. The number to call, Robbie, is 800-691-7898. Write that number down. And folks, don't be caught like a deer in the headlights. You know, I've been tracking and tracing the gold and silver for a number of years here. And I mentioned, and you weren't online with us, but I mentioned the fact back in 1980 when they jacked the interest rates up and gold went to $8.50 an ounce. This is the second time it's broken 800. But if you adjust for the 27-year inflation that we have had, gold right now, and Bob, you put it in actual terms, there is a kind of outside-of-the-box denomination for this, but the official figures would put gold right now, the fair market value for gold right now due to inflation is well over $2,000 an ounce. They're artificially suppressing it because they don't. That's the clear signal. When you start to see precious metals and commodities start to shoot through the roof, that's a sure sign that the party's over and it's time to turn out the lights, clean up and turn out the lights. And they're,
well, let's not forget, based on that figure, silver would need to be, silver should be where gold at $2,000, you got silver at $125
at least, and call it even, round it down, even $100 an ounce, whereas it was selling just a couple of years ago for what, $2-3 an ounce.
Yeah
Well, it's $370-380, and gosh, we had an awful lot of people buy silver at that level, and I'm so happy for them. Well, I mean, they've made an awful lot of money.
That is true. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go back to the phones here. Richard in British Columbia. Hello, Richard.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
A lot
How
of foreigners. A lot of foreigners on the air today. Go ahead.
How are you folks today?
Richard's not a foreigner.
Well, he's in the country to the north of us.
Yeah, the fascist Canada.
Land of the loony.
There you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment without discussion on behalf of your new listeners. And you know, I listen to your show and a lot of other shows, and I just want all of my American friends to understand, and I've called your show and said this before, but this is on behalf of your new listeners, that Canadians are not going to stand by and let this North American Union happen. I don't know why Americans absolutely are for sure thinking that, you know, Canada's going to merge with Mexico and the United States. It's not going to happen. We're not like that. The first MP or Prime Minister that brings it up in the House of Commons, they'll get whacked so fast, it'll make your head spin.
Well, Richard, I mean, this is the best-kept secret that has ever been, the North American Union. They don't have to openly talk about this. Your Prime Minister doesn't have to do it. George Bush doesn't have to do it, even though that he's in there signing the deals, and yet to be inked is the final installment here with the North American Union. But I am glad that the Canadians are awake. We're still trying to wake up down here.
Well, to form such a union, you have to open borders, create new currencies, all this kind of thing. Canadians just won't stand for it. It just won't happen, and that's just my belief. Now, I have a question, mm-hmm. And the main reason I called in was because when Bob had mentioned about how the United Arab Emirates had sold gold in order to pay for that Citigroup buy-in or whatever it was. And, I mean, $7 billion, I mean, that doesn't really represent a $15 drop in the price of gold. So, I mean, that would have been a lot of gold. So could Bob just please explain that a little bit more, and I'll hang up and
look. Well, what I was told was that they were sellers. Now, I didn't intend to mean that it was the total amount of money that was sold. The Abu Dhabi government is not without assets. The effect was to, as they go in and make the announcement that they are going to invest in Citibank, they probably were asked, well, can you throw enough gold in the market to knock it down $10 or $15? And they probably said, sure, don't worry about it. And so they sold what they had to sell to affect what they wanted to affect. And maybe I should have been clearer on that. But they did have an effect on the market today.
Okay, well, maybe a follow-up on that then. Would that mean, in your opinion, that the government is, like here, working more with the American government outside of what the people think? Because I was under the impression that people in the Middle East were very, very pro-gold. So that just doesn't make sense that they would want to sell gold.
Well, there's no logic there. And the reason why is that these people, almost 100 years ago, 90 years ago, made a deal with the British and the Americans, and that's part of that deal. So there's no logic to it.
Richard, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll take the break here. By the way, George Bush has engineered a $20 billion sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia, building the next boogeyman, because they're on the list for nation building as well, folks. They still have a lot of oil over there. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back. Robbie, that special that we run every Tuesday, the Bob Chapman special, that again is?
Two packages. A smaller package of $2,500 gets you 10 British sovereigns, and 40, 10 British sovereigns and 20 silver eagles, for 2,500. And for 5,000, you get, 20 British sovereigns and 40 silver eagles for $5,000 and a year subscription to the International Forecaster. And they can do that by dialing 1-800-691-7898.
And by the way, folks, a Christmas stuffing, Christmas stocking stuffer. I'll get that out. We've gotten rid of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and I mean literally hundreds and hundreds, of the DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. Even though when we received them yesterday, it said spread freedom for a buck. Well, they actually raised the prices on us. They didn't change the label. It's actually $1.25 a piece. And folks, I'm going to tell you what. Last night, I sat down and watched Freedom to Fascism from beginning to end without interruption. And I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. If you want to make a life-changing experience in somebody's mind, they will never be the same after they watch this DVD. And that was Aaron Russo's legacy to the world before he checked out of this hotel and moved on to greener pastures. It is just an amazing, amazing piece. For an hour and 45 minutes, you're going to find yourself laughing. You're going to find yourself astonished. You're going to find yourself crying. But it will bring into total context of what you're seeing in this country today. So we're asking for a minimum order of 10 DVDs priced out at $1.25. Figure it out. Plus the shipping. Call 800-724-2719. And folks, we need a lot of people woken up pretty quick. Ron Paul's doing a good job. We're doing a pretty good job at it, but it's up to you, the listener out there, to spread the word of truth, because we are in a situation where if the globalists get their way and destroy this country, there is no bringing this country back. You must understand that. So there it is, gentlemen.
We could always move to Iceland.
Yeah, well, there's an old saying, Robbie. There's no sense of running because you're only going to die tired.
I just say that because the UN came out with its best places to live in the world list today. And Iceland, I guess Norway was the number one last year. Iceland is number one this year. And the U.S. dropped from 11th to 12th place.
Bob Chapman, parting shots, sir. Parting shots.
I think all of you people out there who are not investors, as fast as your little hands can go, you should get rid of your debt. And get rid of that credit card debt and that revolving debt and take care of those cars and make sure they're paid for, because there's a good chance one of you will not be employed next year, and you want to be able to keep your house.
And
that's good, sound advice. People have taken it for the last 8 or 10 years, and they're very happy with it. We're coming into some nasty times. And for those of you who can invest, call Robbie.
It's sound advice. And, folks, you will never, ever regret that decision. By the way, on the credit card issue, I do a program on this network from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time called Cash Flow with my friend James Martinez. He's a casting director and an actor out there in Hollywood with a lot of ties in Hollyweird. And he and a large group of people out there are getting on board. So, folks, buck up. We got some tough times ahead, but together we will get through this. Remember, possession is 9/10 of the law, and I ain't letting them have one thin nickel. And none of my stash. Go pick on somebody else. Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel. Robbie's up next with the flip side. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bob Chapman, thanks.
You got it.
All righty, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You both. With